Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to my podcast. My name's Lorena and this is The Pooch. I feel so rusty right now. It's been a very, very long time. I don't even know what episode we're on. I think we might be on episode 39 or 40. Hang on, I should probably check. Okay, it's episode 39. So super, super rusty. It's been a long time since I have recorded anything. Basically, my life is a little hectic at the moment. My two kids are with me 24/7 up until today. And today, my guilt is hitting so hard, I can't even. So my son is now 7 months old. My daughter, who's 2 and 7 months, she's not. My daughter is 3 and 7 months. When my son was born, my husband and I decided the best thing to do would be to take her out of childcare, have her at home with us, or with me and the baby, just to make sure that there was no bringing home of viruses or anything like that for the baby. And we did obviously plan to eventually send her back. There's so many benefits to her being in an environment where there's other kids, where there's structure, you know, where there's learning. And it took us a little while to get her back, and I feel like because I've been basically home with my daughter and my son 7 days a week, I have found it really, really difficult to really structure my time and sit down in quiet and have any chance to record episodes or anything like that. And obviously, I have recorded a few. My parents have stepped in to help heaps, but I need some routine and some structure. So basically today, my daughter started what we're calling it preschool now, because we're trying to differentiate from her going to childcare before to now. And so she started preschool today, and I just dropped her off, and she did really well. She cried and she told me her heart was breaking, which killed me. But she did really well. She was sitting down. She was doing craft when I left. She was crying, but she wasn't chasing me out the door like she used to when I dropped her off at preschool. So that's all good. My guilt is absolutely through the roof. So I came home and decided, if I'm not productive from the moment I walk through the door, then I have put her in an environment that she doesn't want to be in for no reason. And I know I'm being illogical, because I know there are so many benefits to her being in that environment. And to be honest, I feel like it got to the point where being at home with me every single day almost felt like I don't have the tools. This sounds really horrible, and I feel really awful saying this. And I'm actually videoing this. I'm actually videoing this episode to put up on YouTube, and it's kind of breaking my heart a little bit. And I don't want to cry, but it's given me this sense that I don't give her enough, because there's no structure. Or there's not enough structure. I'm here with a baby. There's very few other kids around us. When she does see kids, it's brief, or it's when I have a chance to catch up with friends who also happen to have kids, which is not that often. And I just feel like she spends a lot of her time doing stuff that I need to do for the house, you know, and then we go to playgrounds and stuff like that. But it just breaks my heart, because I feel like my daughter has so much potential. She's very, very smart. And I know all parents think this, but I know my daughter's really smart. And I feel like she needs more than what I can give her at home. And that kills me to say it. Kills me to say it, because I feel like I should be able to. So it's from a perspective, I guess I struggled thinking about the fact that I'm not capable of providing my kid what she needs. But I can't possibly, when what she needs is socialization with other kids. She needs to spend time with other kids. Anyway, she's going 2 days a week. So I am also over dramatizing things. So she's going 2 days a week from now, and we'll see how she goes. I have a feeling she's going to go really well. But I think today I've just really struggled with kind of getting her ready really quickly in the morning, sending her out the door. You know, we walked her to preschool, my son and I, and I just like saying bye to her and then me coming back here. You know, I was about to sit down and make myself a coffee, and I thought, what am I doing if I'm not doing something super productive? Then I feel like, you know, it's this weird guilt of like being kind of the stay-at-home mum, which I am at the moment. I'm on parental leave. So it's being the stay-at-home mum and then sending my daughter off to preschool. And again, I know it's good for her. I know she needs it, but I'm struggling in this moment. So I don't have too much of an episode prepared for today. I just felt like I needed to jump back on the bike because it's been such a long time. I don't have that structure. I don't have that set up until now. So from now, I'm going to be working so hard on this podcast. For those of you listening, you may not know, but I have recently restarted my YouTube channel. I've had a YouTube channel for 10 years now. It's been a long time. I never gave it the attention that it deserved. I've always wanted to. Back when I started it, I was single. I didn't have kids. It was makeup and beauty related stuff. And now it is basically me, my life, also including those things that I really enjoy, makeup, you know, style, all that kind of stuff. But it's basically real mum life online. And I feel like, just like the purpose of my podcast, which as I've repeated 1,000 times, has always been to put real mum life out there so that new mums, other mums can actually realize that you're doing well, you're doing fine. All these struggles that we go through first time around, they are such common experiences, but we need to know about them. We need to feel that we're not the only ones experiencing them, to realize that we're not absolute failures. So to complement this podcast and to really bring true my purpose and the reason I'm trying to do all this, I've also started my YouTube channel again. So you're going to find a lot of just day in the life type stuff with me. Like I said, things that I enjoy, beauty, style related stuff. But mostly just what a real mum looks like in the real world. It's not going to be curated. It's probably not going to be very pretty. There'll be times where I feel like making it look nice because that's how I'm feeling at the time. But you're not going to see anything very curated, and it's not going to be a highlight reel of my life, that's for sure. My son is currently asleep in the pram right next to me. I am sitting in a corner of my house that looks relatively neat. In other words, there are closed blinds behind me. On the other side of those blinds, there is washing that needs to be picked up. And behind where I'm filming right now are piles of clothes. And I want to make that clear because I'm not in a pretty studio on my own, you know, without... When I say I am a mum with 2 kids and this is my life, I want you to know that the reason I'm able to put a pause in my day and record a podcast is not because mum life exists with those gaps, if that makes sense. Like, mum life in my world doesn't have those gaps. My daughter is now in preschool, my son is sleeping in the pram, everything else around me is falling apart, but I needed to sit down and record this.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I've actually really missed doing this, and I feel like this episode is a little bit messy so far. My headspace is absolutely running around in circles. I feel like I've not had time to stop and think for such a long time that it might take a bit of practice. I actually don't know how to stop and plan something or really sit and focus on something. So I think this time is going to be quite healthy for me. Not only is my daughter obviously going to benefit from being with other kids and the structure and learning new stuff, and I'm really excited for her, but I feel like kind of getting back into focused, the groove of things and just learning how to set time aside and actually focus on a task. Because if you're anything like me and you have the life that I have, you know that not a single task can be finished from beginning to end without stopping, without interruptions. And that's just life with kids, specifically, you know, in my world, a baby and a toddler. So that's what we're kind of dealing with today. I'm shocked at how guilty I feel, to be honest. And that's why I wanted to put it out there. Mum guilt doesn't fizzle out, you know, after the kid turns a few years old. Like, I'm still feeling horrible about her going to preschool. One thing that I will touch on in a few episodes' time, or maybe the next one even, which kind of really, you know, obviously became very apparent today, daughter started preschool, is mental load. The mental load of something, because again, we have had very little structure, we have had very little routine, which is not healthy, I feel like. I think routine and structure are such essential parts of the human existence. And we have been in a fumbly mess because I feel like babies' needs kind of, they happen when they happen. There's no way to plan them. There's no way to prepare for them. So because of that, there's been no structure. And with the lacking of structure, when the day comes that we needed to have, you know, we need to leave, you know, we need to be out the door at a certain time, or there's something that we have to do by a certain time. And so much has to happen in the lead up to things. I needed to sort out, obviously, all the paperwork for preschool. I needed to sort out my daughter's medication. So she's got an EpiPen and a few other things that she needed to take with her. Everything has to be labeled. Everything needs, you know, I need prescriptions to be able to do that. It all has to happen with a deadline. We have to be ready to leave by a certain time. And all those things need to be in place before she started today. And I tell you, the mental load is... The mental load is so big and so deep that I think if you haven't had an accumulation of things that you have to think about, then it is a mind-boggling experience to have to start. Now, I'm not saying that I haven't had to deal with a mental load up until now. It's a constant thing. I actually practice this, and I invite you to do the same, because I feel like it's a really interesting thing. The other day I went for a walk. My kids were asleep in the pram and in the carrier, and I decided to record myself talking, saying out loud what I was thinking about. And I swear to God, I did not stop talking from the moment I left my house to the moment I got to the shops, which is like a, I don't know, let's say 10-minute walk. There was not a second that I wasn't talking, and I felt like I was on a tangent. My brain just goes off in all directions. Everything from the season is changing, are my clothes kids, The season is changing, you know, do my kids have enough clothes for this current season in the right size? How are their shoes? What's coming up in terms of activities or birthdays or, you know, medication. I was, at the time, I was planning for my daughter to go back to preschool. My son is trying new foods. What have we tried? Have we, you know, have we tested all the allergens? Have we, when do we need to do that? We need to do that soon because, you know, we need to factor so many things in. And I just, it was insane. I would be embarrassed to share. I would have been so embarrassed to share that recording, but I had to record myself because I was like, my brain does not stop. My brain does not stop, but there's no structure to anything that I do. So anyway, I'm not going to bang on about mental load today because I do want to make a whole episode about it. But it was just a little interesting reflection from this morning that it all kind of came to a head. And as you know, as most default parents will acknowledge, it is such a mentally draining thing that you're nonstop having to consider and plan for these things. So yeah, that was our morning. Our day has only just begun. It's 9 o'clock in the morning and I'm recording with a quiet house. I don't know how I'm doing this. This is insane. I feel like there's some good things to come. I think I'm going to set systems up to get our life on track. I'm going to have routine and structure, and I'm excited about putting something back in place so that this podcast can continue to grow slow and steady. But I need, you know, I feel like this is something, it's me, it's calling to me, and I'm very excited about it, which is why I had to make this step for our family. Anyway, I'm going to close it off there. It's a really short episode, but I thought I would just say hi. It's been a minute. This is why I've not been around. This is what's happening, and I'm going to jump straight back on the boat immediately as of today. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was short, it was brief, it was messy, but here we are. That's my brain at the moment. So once again, I'm here to remind you to trust your gut, be kind to your pooch, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.